Okay, say it with me. I may not have it all, but I have all I need to get it. Okay, that's going to be the mantra of today's podcast episode. So stick with me and let's dive in. Okay.
Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we?
I know I have said a version of that to myself countless times over the years. It's what keeps me going. I know that I have what is in me to get the things that I want to achieve my goals. And friend, you do too, because you're a boss. You're a member of the Boss Squad here at the CEO Mindset Podcast. Just by the mere fact that you are listening to today's episode, I'm welcoming you in. You know, as it relates to business, sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't, but that's true in life, right? It's true in our careers if we're a professional. Sometimes things go the way we want them to, and sometimes they don't. And we have to realize that it may not be by any fault of our own. It may be that we do need to do something different to get a different result. But the end game is still the same. It's up to us to make that decision and to really draw from what is within us to achieve the things that we want to achieve. So today I really wanted to talk about it. We're in the second episode of our finale series, and we're going to be talking about your personal branding. Now, I have a definition of personal branding, which in my view is a verb. It's an action item. It's something that you are always doing. It is what you do with the personal brand that you actually create for yourself. So your personal brand is really the thing here. Once you have that down, you can then use what you learned about yourself across every area of your life to achieve your goals, to overcome objections, to manage expectations, to teach people how to treat you. Developing a personal brand is super important to your life. And I'm here to bust the myth that your personal brand is something that only is needed if you have a business. No, your personal brand is who you are and how you want to show up in the world. So when I'm working with my clients in the business area, I'm a business consultant, I'm specializing in strategies. When I'm talking to my clients, I use a very specific definition of personal branding. And I want to read that definition to you because I think it's very important for you to understand what you will be doing with the personal brand that you create and why creating a personal brand is so important. And so with this episode today, I really wanted to just share my insights into how a personal brand has really been effective for me, how I've used it, and how I think you can use it too to get the things that you want, regardless of the reason or the circumstances. It could be something very simple, but having a personal brand, how you want to show up in the world, how you are recognized on a consistent basis is key to really getting the things that you want. Like I said, the mantra is, I may not have it all, but I have all I need to get it. And that is how you're going to understand that. That's how you're going to know what you have, is by developing this personal brand. So let me tell you the definition that I use for personal branding that I think applies to just about everybody. All right. A personal branding is a process. That's the first thing that I want you to understand. It is a process. It's an action item. It's something that you will be doing. But it's a process by which individuals and entrepreneurs, so here we're already defining that it's for individuals as well. It's not just for entrepreneurs. It is a process by which individuals and entrepreneurs differentiate themselves and stand out from a crowd. Now, they do this, this is important, by identifying and articulating their unique value proposition. That means you need to identify it. That was the key in that sentence. You can't use it if you don't know what it is. So you have to identify what makes you different. What makes you special? Why should someone listen to you, hear you, use you over anyone else? Why are you special? So you have to identify and then be able to articulate it clearly, your unique value proposition. And once you've identified it and you can articulate it, the last step in this equation is to be able to then use it or leverage it to get the things that you want. The definition says leverage it across platforms with a consistent message and image to achieve a specific goal. Now, in business, image might be your logo. It might be your promotional material. But in life, it's going to be your persona, how you show up, your reputation. That is your image, how people see you. You want to make sure that you are providing for them a unique message that speaks to who you are as a person and how you are showing up in the world. So, with that said, with this definition, we're talking about the importance and value of developing a personal brand for yourself, establishing a personal brand, and then walking in that purpose, owning your awesome. That's why I say that. You got to identify what your awesome is, right? Developing your personal brand is identifying what your awesome is. And then after you identify what your awesome is, then you can own it, walk in it, share it with the world, distribute it across platforms, be the awesome you authentically that people want and love in their circle. Now, this is something that I have done for myself, and that's why I really want to talk about it, because quite honestly, you know, until I did this for myself, I struggled a bit with, you know, this is a process that I started back in my 30s a long time ago when I was married. I'd only been married for a few years, and I really was struggling with my own identity, with my identity as a wife. I really didn't understand that role or how to do it successfully. And so it was a process that I went through to learn these things for myself. And once I discovered who I truly was and how I wanted to show up in the world, it truly made life so much easier. And I have been yelling from the rooftops the benefit of this to anyone who would listen, because I have been able to apply this lesson to every single area of my life. My husband and I are leaders in our church. I apply it there. I apply it to my children and how I raise them. I apply it to my marriage and how I navigate that. I apply it in my friendships. I apply it in my business with my clients and when I'm networking with people. When I'm doing trainings, I apply it everywhere, and it is so helpful. It keeps me from being nervous. It keeps me from being imposter syndrome creeping up. Prevents me from feeling like I have to compare myself to others. Or when I do, I'm able to pull myself back in and like, girl, chill out. It helps me with my triggers and to dial myself back so that I'm not acting or responding in a way that I shouldn't simply because I was triggered by something that I know triggers me. Knowing who I am and identifying how I want to show up in the world, creating a personal brand for myself, was one of the most valuable things that I've ever done for myself. And that's why I wanted this to be a part of this finale series, because I want you to get this before the first of the year, because I know that doing this work now will be so helpful in you planning out your new year and really knowing how you want to show up next year. I truly believe that at the end of the year, it's an opportunity for us to reinvent ourselves, to rebrand ourselves. We can walk into the new year fresh. You've heard everybody say, new year, new you. Well, I think if you do this work at the end of the year, as I suggested in my 8-week reset, I'll link that video link down below, because I think that reset is so helpful. And it really goes to what I'm talking about here. In developing a personal brand and then using that personal brand. But I think if you do this work at the end of the year and you set yourself up with like a strategy, and you're going to be very intentional with that strategy, I believe that your new year can be completely transformed. It can provide for you or bring to you opportunities that you would not have received if you had not reevaluated how you really wanted to show up and start really owning it and owning your awesome and walking in that confidence. I think doing that now with that reset that I'll link at the bottom. And then just hearing what I'm saying about developing a personal brand. Last week we talked about personal mastery, and this is kind of the next level. Because once you've mastered yourself, then you can begin to set some standards for yourself, that personal operating system that is basically your personal brand. And that is how you want to show up in the world, how you want to own your days, your nights, how you want to build relationships and things like that. So that's why your personal brand is so important. I can't say enough, you know, I cannot say enough about it. So like I said, I've been an entrepreneur for quite some time, and I just know that there are things that just don't go the way I want them to go. It just doesn't happen for me. It's like, I've told you this before, like at the end of the year, in recent years, I'll say, oh my gosh, I didn't achieve some of the things that I wanted to achieve. And even though I may have achieved a ton of things, the things that I didn't achieve sometimes make me feel like I failed. I mean, raise your hand if you feel that way sometimes. But God knows I cannot quit. God will not let me quit. It's like every time I say, you know what, I'm done. Like, this isn't working out the way I want it to. I'm not seeing the results that I want to see. I'm like, I'm done. Like, okay. And then I'll say, okay, Lord, I need you to show me something, show me a sign, make it plain, make it big so I see it. And then every single year, something happens and something shows up that's like, no, it's not time for you to quit. So I just cannot quit. So I have to believe that there's purpose in what I'm doing and that there's a reason for why I'm out here saying this message. And one day I'm going to actually get it right and people are going to be like, ding, 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 I get it now. And I think I'm getting much closer, FYI. Because personal mastery, so beneficial to every aspect of your life. And I truly believe that once we can be confident and own our awesome, it's much easier to have conversations with people. As a matter of fact, I was talking about this today. I was at a networking meeting, and when I walked in, the person in the meeting was talking about something that was like the reason that she wouldn't take medical advice from certain people. And without saying it, you know, I helped her to see that it was a little bit judgy what she was saying. But I also followed that up by saying, listen, we all do it. We all judge. We all, you know, have this bad behavior sometimes. But it's up to us once we have to be able to self-check, right? And I think that's what personal mastery does. It helps you to self-check. So you can speak clearly on matters and you can identify when you maybe have stepped outside of some boundaries that you shouldn't have stepped outside of, and you're able to kind of pull yourself back in and course correct. That's what personal mastery does for you. And I feel like in this conversation, I was able to help her see something that she wasn't being mean. It wasn't a nasty thing she was saying. It was kind of what she was thinking, but she wasn't hearing herself. And I think I just helped her hear herself. But she was able to identify, you know what, that's not who I am. That's not who I want to show up as. Because she has, I guess in some regards, identified some boundaries that she wants to make sure she doesn't cross in her characters, you know, in her personality. And so I was able to help her see that. But when you create a personal brand, you have identified that framework that is going to help you navigate the world the real way you want to show up in a more consistent way. And it's going to help you course correct when you find that you've blurred outside the lines just a little bit. And I think that is so important, right? Ordinary people, not just business owners, can benefit from developing a personal brand and then using that personal brand to leverage themselves to get the things that they want. So regardless of the circumstances, knowing who you are, how you want others to see you, and then having a plan to show up in the world that way on a consistent basis, listen, I'm telling you, it is a valuable position to find yourself in. Now, if you're an ambitious person, like me, right, I truly recommend getting on the personal brand train, like, immediately, like, figuring out who you are and how you want to show up in the world is the number one thing you need to do between now and the end of this year. So let me just go down the line with, you know, what I found, what I have found the value to be. I think that maybe you can benefit from some of my personal experience. So I've just got three areas that I think were really key that I just kind of wanted to touch on with this podcast episode. And the first one is establishing a personal brand It leads you to know who you are, know what makes you special, and then use that information to differentiate yourself from everybody else around you. I cannot tell you how many times people have asked me, like, how in the world do you get so much done? How in the world are you always so positive? How in the world do you, how is it that you're not intimidated so easily? How do you stand up in front of a camera and speak so easily? You know, these are all things that I have just identified as strengths of myself. And I choose to lead with those strengths. And I overcome or I mitigate my limitations by asking for help or by hiring someone else to do the thing. But if you find your zone of genius, that's what I'm trying to say. I think I found my zone of genius and I just double down on it. I just know what I do well. And I'm be honest, like I will be honest, I just got to a point where I have become very confident in my ability to help people identify their awesome and utilize that awesome to achieve their goals. Like I've always known that it's definitely the way to go, but it was from a personal experience perspective, not a, I took a class or I went to college for this specific thing. And sometimes that thing kind of tripped me up that I wasn't like a scholar. I didn't write a book. I hadn't done tons of like classes on this thing. I was coming from a place of experience and I discounted that experience. And so I wouldn't allow myself to say it was my zone of genius. I wouldn't allow myself to be confident in it because it was an experience situation. It wasn't an academic situation. It wasn't like I had been doing this for thousands of years and getting people tons and tons of results. It was, this is an experience that I went through that I pulled myself out of and that I have thrived from ever since. And I just know it works. That is enough. That is my credibility. I am my social proof. And I became so much more okay with that this year, guys. So it just knowing who I am and being able to use that to differentiate myself has been a valuable lesson in why it's so important to develop a personal brand in the first place. I was able to find my zone of genius and then just double down on it. You know, you have to remember that you are a custom blend. I talk about this all the time with my clients. You know, so often we find that we compare ourselves to other people. We think it's not going to be right. We think it is not going to work because it's not like that person. Well, we are a very unique, customized blend of our personal influences, our experiences, our perspectives that we have around things, and our own passion. And when we look at ourselves as that custom blend, we won't have competition. We won't compare ourselves in the same way that we compare, you know, that we are doing it now without understanding that information. We're not looking at ourselves through the right lens. We're not comparing apples to apples, right? So we do have to remember that we are a customized blend of those four things: influence, experience, perspective, and passion. Along with walking in our zone of genius and knowing what that zone of genius is, our unique value proposition, we can show up and be confident in what we're bringing to the table, the way we're bringing it to the table. Everyone's not going to be, you know, we're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, right? Like I learned that. I am a very outspoken person, extrovert. I sometimes think I know too much sometimes, but I know that about myself and I know how to dial myself down or dial myself up depending on the circumstances. So having a personal brand helped me figure that out. It helped me stay in my zone of genius. It helped me to come from a place of a customized blend of those four things so that I could like make sense of the world and how I wanted to show up and not be so defeated when things didn't go my way, right? Okay, so the second thing that I learned about establishing a personal brand and what it helps you to do is it helps you to relate to others based on the knowledge you have of yourself and your connection to whatever the circumstances are. So let's say it is a business set of circumstances. Well, then you want to look at how you relate to your business. How do you relate to the product or service that you are selling? How does it benefit you? How have you seen it work for others? What is your connection to it? So that when you start talking to your potential customer about that product or that service, you're coming from a place that you can relate to your audience, right? You're coming to a place where you can say, you know, I get it. I know, I understand how you can think that. I've had other people think that. I've thought that myself. An example I used this morning in the training was, if you're an insurance salesperson, you know, you have to have insurance too, right? So you may not know exactly how it is going to affect the other person, but you can relate to the fact that you too need life insurance or, you know, homeowner's insurance. And you can speak to the fact that, yeah, our product may be more expensive than the next guy, but here's what I've found as someone who uses this myself. Like, sometimes, you know, the services are just better, or their response time is faster, or whatever it is. However you relate to that product or service that you're selling, you're able to speak that to the customer, the potential customer, and relate to them in the situation that they may be going through, that unique set of circumstances. How do you connect to that set of circumstances? And developing a personal brand is going to help you identify those things a lot quicker, so that then you can showcase your unique value in that set of circumstances. You may not have the exact experience as someone else, but you can play off of your own experience with the product or service. Let's just say it's developing a relationship or building a relationship with someone. Maybe you're a church member and you are a leader in your church. You may not be able to identify with that person, that person's exact challenge, but you can identify as someone in the church as someone who also has had challenges, who's also struggled, and you can share your how you showed up in that set of circumstances and how helpful it was for you to show up in that way. That may be very helpful to that person. You have to know yourself and how you connect to whatever set of circumstances you're talking about or that you're in. You have to know how you connect to that so that you can then relate to the other person in a way that is going to further your cause, give you the opportunity to develop an opportunity, that didn't make sense, or give you a chance to develop an opportunity, give you the chance to soothe someone who may be in distress and make them feel seen and heard. You have to be able to connect yourself in some way. You want to be relatable. And when you develop the personal brand and done the work to understand who you are and how you show up in the world, it makes it a lot easier for you to identify that relationship point, that relatability point, a lot faster. Now, the thing with this is that people like to feel seen. People like to feel heard. People like to feel understood. And when you know yourself well enough and you can help them, you can relate to them in any way as it relates to those circumstances, it gives you an opportunity to speak to them in a way that makes them feel seen and heard and understood. And the key here is, when you can do this, it allows you to maintain the authenticity in the conversation. So whether you are trying to win someone over, you don't sound like you're trying to win someone over. Whether you are trying to sell a product or a service, you don't sound too salesy. You sound like someone who sees a problem, who heard someone, and you understand why they have the problem, and you're just trying to serve. You're just trying to help. That's how you come across authentically, because you've related to them in whatever way you relate to them, and you've made them feel like you care about what they're doing. You've heard this saying, people want to know that you care before they care what you know. And then, like, the other lesson that I learned here about establishing a personal brand is that you want to know, you want to leverage who you are to get the thing that you want, right? You can catch more flies with honey, or was it you catch more bees with honey? Catch more flies with honey. I don't know, but you can catch them when you're sweeter, when you can show up in a way that is attractive to other people, that is not intimidating, that is not aggressive, that is, you know, inviting. If you can show up in that way, then you can get more out of the situation. You can accomplish your goals a lot easier. So once you know who you are and you understand how you want to show up in the world, and you consistently do that by creating that personal operating system from your personal brand. Well, should I say, like, the personal brand is really sort of the partner to your personal operating system. It is the outward manifestation of your personal operating system, the personal brand. Because your personal brand is how people see you. So once you create that personal operating system and you know how you want to show up in the world and you're walking in your zone of genius, now you can own your awesome and allow that to manifest itself in an outward way. And that would be your personal brand. So when you've done that, now you are able to use what you know about yourself to gain, to achieve goals, to win people over, to attract the people and the businesses and the things that you want to attract in your life, to invite more positivity to your life and to your situations. Listen, I'll say it again. Let's just say it one more time. You know, say it with me. Let's say it together. I may not have it all, but I have all I need to get it, right? That is what I am going to stand on. I believe that developing a personal brand is the answer to that. You may not have it all right now. You may not. But I believe once you tap into your awesome and you start to own that awesome by developing that personal brand, creating that personal operating system, the how you want to function, how you want to show up in the world, and then allowing that personal brand to be the outward manifestation of that, I truly believe that you can go out there and get the things that you want and not be apologetic for it. You don't have to apologize for being who you are. You do need to know how to manage the volume of who you are. Sometimes that's about emotional intelligence, guys. I didn't talk a lot about that, but when you leverage who you are to get the things that you want, emotional intelligence is required, right? So using what you know about yourself to read the room, right? Socializing, being able to manage the volume of your personality, knowing when you need to be on zero and knowing when 10 is appropriate. Also, in this whole personal operating system, you're going to identify what your zero is and you're going to identify what your 10 is. And therefore, when you get in situations, you'll know what is needed. Do you need to be a 2? Do you need to be a 6? Do you need to be an 8? Or does it really require a 10, right? You'll know how to socialize appropriately and effectively. And then also you'll be able to empathize with others because you'll know for yourself what something feels like. That's where that relatability comes in. Do you see how emotional intelligence is really important when it comes to leveraging who you are? Also, just knowing what you want out of a situation, knowing what you desire from a situation, and being able to communicate that, being able to communicate your desires, being able to communicate your likes, your dislikes, being able to communicate your disappointments and your frustrations. You want to be able to do this effectively. That is how you begin to leverage this personal brand that you created and use emotional intelligence to do it. So listen, before you go, I hope that this personal brand episode and being able to use your personal brand with personal branding was helpful. I hope like breaking it down the way I use it is going to help you to maybe sit down these next couple of weeks, look at my 8-week reset that I created last week. I'll link it down below and start doing that work so that at the beginning of the year, you will have a personal brand that you can then leverage. And that I think is going to be so instrumental in helping you achieve your goals next year. You don't know it until you start applying it, how beneficial it actually is. And this is something that I've been preaching for years and I've been struggling to understand exactly how to verbalize it, but I think I'm coming into my own. Let me know in the comments below if this made sense to you and if some dots were connected, because I really and truly believe that not having a personal brand, not having established one, and not knowing how to use it once you have is really holding you back. It's preventing you from achieving your goals, because so often in our attempts to achieve our goals, we're trying to do it the way we see other people doing it. And we're getting very frustrated by that. We're getting very intimidated. We're feeling bad about ourselves and discouraged because it's not working. But it's not working because we're trying to walk in someone else's shoes and they just don't fit. Wouldn't it be better to customize your own shoes and walk in those and be proud and confident in your shoes? How did I get to shoes? But I just think that this is such, it's just the key, really, to us being able to get the things that we want. I mean, because think about it. Once you know who you are and what you need to do your best, how much easier would it be for you to identify the things that aren't working? How much easier would it be for you to start applying the things that you know will work? How much easier would it be for you to do the things that scare you because you know how to set yourself up for success now? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, developing a personal brand and then knowing how you want to use that next year in your business, in your career, in your community, that is going to be such a game changer. And I want to hear from you. I really want to know what you think about this, because truly, it has helped me. It has really helped me. Now, there are certain things that I still struggle with, but this ain't one of them. And I think people around me, if you were to ask them, they would tell you that I'm a very confident person. They don't see when I am struggling with that a little bit, because I know how to course correct. I know how to pick myself up before it's obvious to other people. And I think that when you identify your person, when you develop your personal brand and you set a strategy to then leverage it next year, and you're applying it to everything you do, oh my gosh, you are going to be amazed at the results. And I want to hear about it. So hit me up on IG, AF Patrick, or you can hit me up on my business page, Keystone Strategic Partners on IG, and leave a comment with a blue and gold heart to tell me that you got it from this video or this podcast episode. I want to know. You can leave a comment down below as well. Like, how do you plan to utilize this information? Do you plan to utilize this information? Did you see value in it? Tell me. I want to know. Because I truly know from experience that this is the key. This is the key. You may not have it all, but you have all you need to get it. And the very first step to get it is developing this personal brand and leveraging it to get what you want. Setting yourself up with success, or setting yourself up for success. All right, that does it for this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, we are constantly evolving and staying open to failing forward, because we know that it's in those failings that we get that much closer to our success. We learn lessons and we grow. And so that said, please subscribe to the podcast. If you're watching this on video, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I am on a mission to reach 1,000 subscribers. I need your help. But if you're going to subscribe, I need you to watch the videos, hit that notification bell so you know when I upload a new video, hit that like button so that YouTube knows that you enjoyed this content, and please leave a comment. Leave a comment. Let's engage. Let's talk. Let's be homies. Let's be pals. Okay? Let's be coworkers. Okay? All right. We are bosses and we are in a mastermind together. We are learning and growing from each other. That said, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, and I'll be back for the final episode of this finale series, and we're going to be talking about developing opportunities, so make sure you come back next week. And then the final episode of this season, we're going to tackle the week of Thanksgiving, but it's going to be a fun episode, a compilation, and I like just what we went through all year, some of my thoughts and ideas and all that type of stuff is going to be happening the last Wednesday of the month. So, again, bye.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.